You know that I teach English. And you've probably gathered, domyśliliście się, you've probably gathered that I love English. But how did it all start? Well, let's find out. So yeah, I'm in love with English. Remember, it's to be in love with, not in, yeah? I'm in love with English. And before I tell you how I fell in love with English, I'll tell you how I fell in love with someone else. Now, another language point. It's to fall in love with, yeah? So also with, not in, and the main verb is to fall. And the three forms of fall are fall, fell, fallen, yeah? This is spashed. Fall, fell, fallen. And lots of Poles confuse that with feel. It's felt, feel, felt, felt, czuć, yeah? So it's to fall in love with somebody. Yeah, quite a bit different. So, who did I fall in love with before I fell in love with English? Well, this might be a bit embarrassing, especially nowadays. Okay? Nowadays? W obecnych czasach. Nowadays. Be careful of pronunciation. Lots of Poles confuse that and switch the two initial vowels, samogłoski. So it's nowadays, not nowadays. No, not Noah, now. Nowadays, yeah. Okay, so how did that happen? I think I was around 12 years old, so please forgive me. I had just started to listen to proper adult music, or actually teenage music, instead of Fasolki or Majka Jeżowska. And one of my first choices in the area of music, one of my first favorites, was Michael Jackson. Yeah, I know he has fallen in disgrace. Popadł w niełaskę. He has fallen into disgrace recently due to child abuse allegations. Oskarżenia o wykorzystywanie dzieci. Child abuse allegations. But as a young teenager, I was totally infatuated with him. Infatuated with? Zauroczona. I was totally infatuated with him. So I had to know English to be able to talk to him one day and to understand his songs. Now, in the early 90s, the access to English courses wasn't as wide as it is now. All I had at my disposal, no dispozycji, at my disposal, was an old paper dictionary, English-Polish dictionary, an elementarz of English for kids, and of course, Michael Jackson's songs. Still, I persevered. Nie poddawałam się. I persevered. And soon I knew the lyrics, text, the lyrics of all of his songs by heart. Na pamięć, by heart. I knew all of the lyrics of his songs by heart. And I got to enjoy English so much that I did more exploring on my own. Yeah, I started to explore English further. One thing led to another, and in high school, liceum, in high school, I took part in, wziąłam udział w, I took part in a contest. Yeah, in high school, I took part in a contest. It was called, that's a complicated name, Wojewódzki Konkurs Znajomości Języka Angielskiego i Kultury Angloamerykańskiej. Yeah, and at that time, I lived in what is now Podkarpacie, that was Tarnowskie, so it was organized by Tarnów. Yeah, and the final. Took part on the local radio. And amazingly, I won the and the prize, nagroda, the prize was a 2-week English course in Brighton, and my parents were kind enough to sponsor another 3 weeks in London. Yeah, so that was quite cool. Now, a side note on grammar, note that I said a 2-week course and not 2 weeks. No. This is a general grammar rule. When you have an adjective which has a number and a noun in it, the noun goes into the singular, liczba pojedyncza, not the plural. Yeah, I know, too much linguistic jargon. Sorry. Let's look at some examples instead. Yeah, it's a 2-week course, a 3-week holiday, a 3-month holiday. That's even better. So not months, not weeks, but 3 months. 2 month, 2 week, or a 6-wheel car. A 6-wheel car. No, I have no idea whether 6-wheel cars actually do exist. That's just an example. So in England, I fell in love with English even more, and it was so amazing, so beautiful to hear all those people speak English around me. And this eventually, в концу, не eventually, eventually, в концу, this eventually led to my studying English at my university studies, to doing a PhD in it. PhD, doctorate, and to choosing a career that helps others fall in love with English too, that to help you guys fall in love with English also. So, are you in love with English? I'll be happy to find out.